this podcast is for you, the modern man. I'm Dr. Anne Truong, your host. I'm an intimate health medical doctor and best-selling author of the book, Erectile Dysfunction Fix. I'll do a deep dive into sexual health and performance and how it affects men of all ages and backgrounds. So let's get started and be sure to visit my website at sexualhealthformenpodcast.com for more information and resources from the show. See you on the inside. Hello there, modern man. I'm Dr. Anne Truong. I'm a sexual health specialist, medical doctor for 25 years who treated over 7,000 men. In today's episode, we're going to talk about most common question any man or woman will ask: how long does sex usually last? Everybody has an opinion about this, so I'm just going to show you what is in the research, and then you can make your opinion from there. So this is not anything that is concrete. This is individualized. This is just something to start conversation with. Study consistently show that the duration of penetrative vaginal intercourse varies widely, but most research point to an average range of 3 to 7 minutes per session. This figure is based on the time from vaginal penetration to ejaculation, often referred to as intravaginal ejaculation latency time, or IELT. That is the only the time. It doesn't account for foreplay. It doesn't account for anything else. So what's considered adequate or normal? 3 to 7 minutes. Too short? 1 to 2 minutes. Desirable? 7 to 13 minutes. Too long? Maybe 10 to 30 minutes. Because it may cause some discomfort for some. Now, these categories come from a survey of sex therapists and studies involving hundreds of couples using stopwatch to time intercourse. And the range is broad, some sessions lasting as little as 33 seconds to others lasting 44 minutes, but on average remains about 5 to 7 minutes. Now, I want to say that there are multiple factors affecting duration. Number one, definition of sex. Most studies only measure penile vagina intercourse. Foreplay, oral sex, or other activities are not included in the averages. Number two, individual and couple variability, such as age, health status, relationship status, and personal preferences all play a role in how long sex lasts and what is considered satisfied. Number three, partner satisfaction. Satisfaction is not strictly linked to duration. Some partners may prefer shorter or longer sessions, and communication about preferences is really key. Okay, modern men, you are not alone and you don't have to suffer anymore. ED can feel isolating, frustrating, and even defeating. The endless guessing, the quiet shame, the weight of not feeling like yourself. It's exhausting, but here's the truth. You are not broken. You are not alone. You don't have to figure this out alone anymore. The Get Wood Now Boost program is your step-by-step path to sexual confidence and restoration. No more suffering in silence. No more trial and error. Just real solution, real result, and the confidence you deserve. Time to take back your power on your term. Let's get this journey started together. Check out the course at getwoodnow.com. I'll see you there. Now, let's talk about foreplay and total sexual experience. When including foreplay and other sexual activity, the total duration of a sexual encounter can range from 20 to 60 minutes or more, depending on the couple. However, the actual time spent in penetrative intercourse remain much shorter, like I discussed before. So in reality, the key takeaway is this. There is no single normal duration for sex. Let me say that again. No single normal duration for sex. Most penetrative vaginal intercourse lasts about 3 to 7 minutes. I know, but satisfaction depends on individual and partner preferences, not the clock. So I just wanted to present that because it's the most common question people ask. And it's kind of like those questions you want to ask, but you're embarrassed to ask. Well, I kind of state the fact and the research, but there is a wide range of variability that I want to stress again. There is no single normal duration for sex, no judgment here. Everyone is individualized. So the duration of sex does not mean satisfaction in any sense of the word. So I hope you find this interesting and good conversation. And everybody has an opinion on this. So let me know what your thoughts are. I just wanted to have an open conversation. And just know that you can have sexual longevity. You just know what you need to do. So check out my course that I created for sexual confidence at getwoodnow.com. And also, if you need help in getting sexual performance quickly, work with us. Check out the link below here or go to restoreperformancesecret.com to schedule an appointment with me. So having said that, it would mean the world to me if you can notify, subscribe to the channel, and share this with somebody that you care about. And just know, do not suffer in silence. There are alternatives to ED besides medication and surgery, and that you will not be alone. Let's work on this together. See you in the next episode. Okay, modern man, you are not alone, and you don't have to suffer anymore. ED can feel isolating, frustrating, and even defeating. The endless guessing, the quiet shame, the weight of not feeling like yourself. It's exhausting, but here's the truth. You are not broken, you are not alone, and you don't have to figure this out alone anymore. The Get Wood Now Boost Program is your step-by-step path to sexual confidence and restoration. No more suffering in silence. No more try and error, just real solution, real result, and the confidence you deserve. It's time to take back your power on your term. Let's get this journey started together. Check out the course at getwoodnow.com. I'll see you there.
Thanks for listening to the Sexual Health for Men podcast. If you love this episode, then please take a screenshot on your phone and post it on Facebook, Instagram, or wherever you post. And be sure to tag me and let me know why you like this episode and what you'd like to hear in the future. That will help me know what's great for you, and I would love to give you the most incredible free gift designed to help you improve performance quickly. Go to my website at sexualhealthformenpodcast.com to get the book, The 5 Common Costly Mistakes Men Make When Facing ED. I would appreciate it if you subscribe, leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen, and just know that you can have sexual vitality for life. I appreciate you. Until next time.